Oh, yeah, and I'm recording.
Oh, good, because I've been recording for like the past 2 minutes.
Of course you have. You finally beat me to the punch. How do you feel?
Normal.
Wait, why does that make you feel normal?
I don't feel special for beating you to the punch.
Well, maybe you should.
Why?
I don't know. I'm feeling punchy today.
Oh, but I beat you to the punch. So how come you're still punchy?
So imagine working in an environment where you're having to work case after case back to back to back with only about 30 seconds in between each case.
That sounds fun.
Fun with a capital U. Wow, first bleep in the first minute. Nice.
Is this going to be another bleeping episode?
Nah, probably not. I don't think I've got that much ammunition in me.
Okay.
So, how do you like the new office?
I like it, especially since I just made my internet better.
You're hardlined in?
No.
Then how did you make it better? Wi-Fi sucks. You know this.
Because I set up a pie hole.
You what?
I set up a pie hole.
You set up a pie hole?
Yes. It's a black hole that runs on a Raspberry Pi that takes all your DNS requests from websites and just throws them away for advertising servers and stuff.
So, a pie hole.
Yeah.
Okay. Programmers should really come up with better terms for things.
It's a Raspberry Pi.
I know what a Raspberry Pi is, but still.
And it's a black hole, so it's a pie hole.
Can we just call it a pie singularity?
No.
Why not?
Because I said so.
Okay, but you're not the one that came up with the term, probably.
No.
Then.
But it's working great.
Yeah, but that. I still think we need to come up with a new name for it.
I don't.
Well, you're the one benefiting from its use, so of course you don't. That and you and Michael have one thing in common.
What?
You're both lazy.
Why are we lazy?
Well, you don't want to rename something, and Michael just flat out says he's lazy. I mean, he says it like twice per episode.
Oh, okay. I'll give him that. I'm lazy, too. That's why I made a pie hole.
Damn it, Phil. I can't take you seriously when you're saying I made a pie hole. I just can't.
I'm sorry?
I can't hear it in your voice. You don't sound sorry.
That's because I'm not at all.
Okay. So that was sarcasm mixed in with a little bit of middle finger?
A little bit. Actually, there's a lot of middle finger.
Okay. Nice. So just so you know, I'm more west of you than southwest of you. So if you're going to, flip me off, try to get the direction right. That way you don't flip off some innocent.
Yeah, I got the direction right. It's actually easier in this office because I'm facing southish. So that way I just got to stick my hand out and yeah.
So when it comes to flipping people off, are you right hand dominant or left hand dominant?
Right hand dominant.
Really? Yeah. I find I get more extension with my left hand.
No, they're about the same. Maybe a little bit more on the right hand.
Like when I hold the backs of my hands out to people and I go into the motion, it feels more natural with my left hand. And I'm like right-handed as they come. I can't do with my left hand.
Definitely feels more right hand, more natural with my right hand. I just checked.
Huh, okay. Well, that makes sense. That also means when we go to flip each other off, if we ever see each other.
We can punch each other in the face?
Yeah. It also means we'll be flipping off each other, flipping each other off. That kind of just got a little too meta for my tastes.
Can you hear that?
No, I can't.
Okay, good.
Why? What was it?
The furnace just kicks in, and I forgot in this room, like it kind of rattles a little bit where you couldn't hear the rattle in the other room.
That's what EQ is for. A high pass filter tends to take care of a lot of that. Didn't you watch my video on podcasting?
I did. I was just wondering if you could pick it up through the mic.
Maybe, but I can probably EQ it out.
Well, obviously you're not using your good headphones right now because you can't hear it right now continuously.
I am using my good headphones because I've thrown out every other pair of headphones I own, which isn't good because that means all I have are open back headphones.
Well, you're not picking it up now, so that means it will disappear when you run your algorithms.
Well, exactly. I mean, I did make sure that you guys at least had good budget microphones when we were doing the other podcast. Occasionally, well, I'm good for something.
Well, you're good for editing podcasts, too.
Yeah, just not making videos about editing podcasts. Although that did give me an idea.
It was kind of cool.
It was. I just could have been a little bit more informative with it.
I learned stuff.
Okay, what did you learn?
To let you do all the editing. Because you'll get it done a hell of a lot quicker than I will.
I'm actually pleasantly surprised that I got the entire thing done start to finish in an hour and 20 minutes.
It probably would have been quicker if my audio had figured out how to make it to your computer sooner.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I have no idea. I uploaded it like normal right after we finished.
Did you see all the blurring I had to put in every time I opened up Discord?
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun. I've never made blurs before in Premiere. Now I know how. Now I can make things look a lot worse than they really are.
Oh, come on. We don't talk about bad stuff on Discord.
No, but if I ever do a video where I open up a website, I can make it look like they've got something typed very, very naughty in there.
Is this where you insert the penis joke?
No, I figured that you were going to get the thrust of that conversation.
Oh, I got the whole thing.
Yeah, I just left it hanging out there for you. I figured you'd get it.
So what else is new with you?
Wow. Well, Michael's trying to talk me into expanding that how-to video into like separate videos on podcasting.
What else is there?
Well, like go over the actual TeamSpeak interface, go over the actual Audacity interface, go through the different types of microphones for whatever kind of environment you're in, how to pick a podcast co-host, how to not throttle your podcast co-host, actual in-depth tutorials on why I picked the frequencies I did when I was mixing, how to figure out troublesome frequencies for your co-hosts, the differences between like Libsyn, Simplecast, and all that good, you know, podcasting. I just don't know if I can make an entire course that would hold people's attention and actually get me paid.
I don't know.
Guess you never know until you try.
Exactly. Better try it.
Also, I think I hate Andrew Bailey.
Because he sent you a pen?
Yes. Because he posted his Franklin Christoph ghost on Slack and then had to put that it's got a Masayama nib on it. And then when I told him, damn it, multiple times in our conversation, he said he would send it to me to try and I could buy it from him if I liked it. Then I made the mistake of writing with it.
Well, nice going. That's what you never do that. You just look at it and put it back in the box and send it back.
Yeah, well, I wrote with the pen.
Way to go.
Yeah, so now I'm going to be joining the Franklin Christoph Club, and I'm going to be joining the Masayama Club, because I got a nib from one of the real nib meisters that I wanted to get a nib from.
Do you want a number 6 FCI?
Wait, what, huh?
Do you want a number 6 FCI?
What would I put it in? I don't think I have one that takes a number 6 Yovo.
Well, you could just put a converter on the end of it and use it like that, then.
Well, actually, if I get a woodshed pen without a nib on it, I could use that.
Of course, now this is going to make me ink it up to use it again, and then I'm going to like it again, and then I'm going to not want to sell it again.
This is true.
So never mind.
Oh, and by the way, when I say real Nibmeister, I mean a nib that I haven't ground myself. I should probably clarify that.
You don't need to grind it yourself. According to the pen turners group or whatever that Chewy's on, you just got to run... You got to adjust your nib to yourself and break in the nib and just do figure eights on a paper bag until it's good.
A paper bag?
Yeah, like a brown grocery bag.
Paper bags are good for one thing, and it's not nib tuning.
Oh, they sent out an email about this, and they also recommended Private Reserve inks.
You're right?
No, that's Chewy for it. He put it up in Slack the other day. I'm pretty sure Private Reserve probably paid him to put that out.
What the f- do people think? I mean, a paper bag is not going to do jack did a nib.
Well, it is slightly abrasive, so it can.
Abrasive enough to grind down a steel nib? Paper bag is not stronger than steel. Paper bag is not stronger than gold.
Sorry, I had a... Ashley just walked into the office. We got Ashley a dongle for her iPhone because no headphone port. She's like, mind blown. She can listen to her iPhone with headphones.
Dongle.
Yep. We're officially a dongle family now.
I don't need a dongle for my phone.
Well, good for your dongle-less phone.
Thank you. I prefer to have the port instead of the dongle.
My phone still has the port.
What phone are you using?
A 6S Plus still.
Oh, okay.
and I just put a new battery in it. So at this point, it's going to go until it's dead.
Or until it flies out of your pocket when you're mountain biking?
I don't keep it in my pocket when I mountain bike.
Oh, okay.
It goes in the last, if I have it on me, if I'm riding solo, it's on me. If I'm doing a group ride, it stays in the car. So if it's on me, it's in a backpack and a, like an elastic pouch, so it doesn't move.
Hmm, makes sense. Man, okay, I will never be on a mountain bike, one, because I'm just way too big for them, but I'm now subscribed to 4 separate mountain biking YouTube channels.
Which ones?
Skills with Phil, Single Track Sampler, Bike Hacks with Seth, or Seth's Bike Hacks, and BKXC. So the guys that do a lot of the downhill and stuff like that.
I don't do downhill.
I don't know, man. I see some of the stuff that they do, and I think you'd like some of it.
If I had a nice, big, heavy downhill bike, I might consider it, but I don't feel like spending $5,000 on a bike that I can huck.
Yeah, when you told me in one of the earlier episodes that you'd be looking at like $5,000 for a bicycle, I thought you were talking like an overly expensive road bike type setup. I didn't think that a mountain bike could actually get to that level of what the f- spending money on.
I mean, if you go to super crazy carbon bikes, you can get, you can spend stupid money on a road bike, but you can still get some well into used, nice used car territory mountain bikes new.
Yeah, I mean, when they're sitting there talking about rotor brakes and full-on suspensions, it's like, okay, why don't you guys just start riding motorcycles then?
Because it's not a mountain bike.
Yeah, but you can do a lot crazy motorcycle.
But you can't go on a mountain bike trail on a motorcycle.
No, but you can go on a motorcycle trail, which is a lot more fun.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to agree to disagree.
Dick.
We're going back into that territory now.
It was either call you Dick or call you Trump. I couldn't come up with a good excuse.
I'll accept Dick.
There you go. I think at this point, everyone
I think
would.
That's a no context comment.
Wait, what?
No context?
No context.
Do you know what that no context is?
No, I don't.
It's a Reddit thing. So when someone makes a comment and someone will put our no context under it to take that comment, like completely remove the rest of the conversation.
Oh.
So instead of having a normal conversation, you said, well, and you say, well, I could have called you Dick or Trump. And then I said, I'll accept Dick.
Damn it. You played.
That's right good when I have to explain the joke.
You played right into my troll and I missed it.
Yep.
I'm going to go cry in shame now. I'll talk to you later.
You awesome pie hole.
Bastard.